Boys are back in action tomorrow night at home against Elkhart, who won their first game of the season on Tuesday. Will Cody's team going into play tonight against Jimtown 1-13. So we'll see them tomorrow night. It'll be good to see our good friend Will Cody, who we got to know really well as the girls coach at Elkhart. 6 o'clock JV start, so don't be late. We'll be on the air at 5:55 at Newsdow Warsaw. Girls sectional begins Tuesday. First game of the tournament. Biggest game of the tournament for a lot of people. Warsaw and Northridge. We'll be on the air Tuesday at 5:40 on Newsdow Warsaw. Finlinson, Bricker, Gould, Jaeger, and Martin out there from Matt Moore as we start quarter three. Warsaw with the ball. And the Tigers now coming to the near end. Gould far sideline to Bricker. Skip pass across near side Finlinson. He's well covered by Raider. He's out there with Wolf, Russell, Stats, and Rosh. Finlinson, 10-footer on the baseline, hits. Robbie comes out firing right off the bat in the third quarter, and 23 seconds in, he's got his first 2 points of the game, but Warsaw is back in front, 20-18. Left side, Stats. And he lobs back door to Russell, catches it under duress, lost the ball, and Martin gets to it. And the Panthers turn it over. Martin with a steal. In transition, Gould has no numbers. Left side to Martin. Now back out top for Gould. Back to Martin on the left. To the baseline for Jaeger. Out to Bricker. Bricker makes a head fake. Throws it back to Martin. The backside of the basket is open. Gould, near side Finlinson with a head fake. Into a double team. Out to Gould. Left corner, Martin. And his pass up the sideline is tipped and loose and grabbed by Bricker. Bricker in the lane. Slipped it by Jaeger and out of bounds. Luke got a little greedy there. He knew he couldn't shoot it because Rosh was standing right in front of him, so he tried to throw it to Jaeger, who's running away from him down underneath the basket, and he just missed him by about a couple of feet. 20-18, Northwood's got the ball back. This is a game where there hasn't been a run by either team yet. Russell looking. Bounces to Stats at the elbow. Back to the basket, hands back to Russell. He hands to Wolf. Wolf being chased. Now throws it out to Stats. Raider, top of the circle with space, did not shoot this time. Now he picks up his dribble and will bounce it softly to Stats. Stats looking in at his teammate Rosh, can't get it to him. Stats backs into Bricker, fakes again, underneath the Russell. Russell backs into Martin, trying to get it out of there. Rosh up the baseline, ran into a double team, and he threw it in the lane, he threw it away. Finlinson a steal. Finlinson back out to Gould, right back to Robbie in the corner. His three-pointer is way off the mark, and the rebound's grabbed by Stats. And Martin knocks the ball free, and Martin's got it, and a timeout's called by Warsaw. Martin grabbed the ball just on the Tigers' side of the midcourt line, and a timeout is called by the Tigers. We will keep it here with 5:55 left to play in the third quarter. Warsaw with the lead 20-18. Again, we got Tiger Talk tomorrow. We'll talk wrestling sectionals, swimming conference. The prelims were last night, so we'll tell you how the Tigers did in the opening round. All that coming up tomorrow on News Now Warsaw, starting at 9 a.m. So it's Tiger Ball out of bounds in between the Warsaw bench and the scorers table. Not too far from our good friend Nate Howitt. Those guys that are working at the scores table here at Northwood have been doing that for a long, long time. Finlinson will throw it in. Raider will stand right in front of him, and they'll lob in the backcourt to Bricker. Luke across the line. Bricker has not scored in the first half and 2 minutes. And yet Warsaw is up by two. Finlinson right side, down to the corner to Bricker, back out to Finlinson, across to Gould. Gould faking. Finlinson at the top, a little to the right. Back to Gould in the corner. Martin open and shooting for three, way short. Rebound went through Jaeger's hands. Grabbed by Northwood. Long pass ahead to Rosh. And Gould cut in front of him and stole it. Here comes Gould on a counterattack, 4-on-3. Runs down in the lane. Hands off to Jaeger for another dunk, and he missed it. Holy mackerel. He had a wide open dunk, and it slipped off his hands and hit the back of the rim and bounced out. Here's another basket that Warsaw could have had. You go back to that Martin offensive foul. That would have at least been a basket, even if they make no call. Wolf out top for three. No good. Bricker with a rebound at the free throw line for the Tigers. Warsaw leads by two. Finlinson in transition down to the baseline for Jaeger. Jaeger now back out to Finlinson left corner. He'll dribble out to the wing. Lob it back to Bricker. Out of the near side to Gould. Back to Bricker. Bricker against Wolf. Slips a pass inside to Jaeger. Makes a head fake and scores, and a foul. Jaeger with a beautiful head fake. He got Russell in the air. And Seth has his third foul, and another free throw coming up for the Tigers, who now lead by four, which in this game feels like a ton. Feels like 20. First foul against the Panthers here in the third. It comes with 4:45 left in it. Jaeger shoots the free throw, and it's good. 13 points for Luke Jaeger. And Warsaw leads 23-18. And the Panthers have the ball headed down to the far end. They lob down in deep. The ball goes through Osh's hands. He's able to grab it on the right side of the lane. He'll back in and score. And they call an offensive foul. They call an offensive foul. Rosh lowered the shoulder into Jaeger and moved him out of the way. And it's an offensive foul and no complaint from Aaron Wolf. And a big trip up the floor now for the Tigers, who lead by five. They can make it 7 or 8. When I heard the whistle, I thought for sure they were going to call that a three-point opportunity. Bricker trapped along the sidelines, out to Gould near the center line. Back to Bricker, open in the corner. He'll run by Rosh up the baseline, and Rosh grabbed him, and a personal foul is called. Rosh gets two fouls in a span of about 25 seconds. Out of bounds, the Tigers on the baseline. I really did. I thought when the whistle sounded, Rosh had made the shot against Jaeger, and I thought they were going to call a foul on Jaeger and give him a three-point opportunity. But it went the other way. On the inbounds, Gould. In the corner, Martin. Up the sidelines to Bricker. And then a bad pass by Bricker. He threw it behind to Gould. Racing down his Wolf, and he missed it. And then a foul is called. The ball hit the backboard. Warsaw had it and was turning to run up the floor. And they call the foul on Finlinson, his first. It's at the other end. I won't deny whether it was a foul or not. But when the ball has hit the backboard, has come down, and Warsaw has grabbed it and is turning to run the other way, that is too late for the whistle. Wolf puts the free throw up and in. He's got six all in the middle two quarters. That's a break for Northwood. Bricker comes out. Luke not having a big night at all, just not really getting many shot opportunities. He still hasn't scored. Wolf missed the second. Russell got in there and fought for the rebound, and Warsaw hit it out of bounds. This has become a basketball problem for Warsaw, girls and boys. They're having a hard time getting rebounds on free throws. By the way, that Wolf miss is a big deal. That's just his fifth miss in 48 tries this season. Raider in the corner shoots a high arching three over Finlinson. It's an air ball. Rebound. The stats back up. He missed that. And the rebound is saved in. Saved in by Martin DeGould. In transition, long pass down court. Finlinson. Back out top to Gould. Sullivan's in the game for Warsaw. He came in for Bricker. Left side to Sullivan. Back out to Gould. Now Martin pops out on the wing. Out of Finlinson. Finlinson near side, Gould outside the lane, about 10 feet out. Rosh, oh, and the ball poked away from behind by Raider, and it's grabbed by Rosh for Northwood. 23-19, Tigers by four, 3:25 left to play in the third. Wolf pushes off, shoots a long jumper out of the right and hits it. Wolf with eight, and it's 23-21. Warside, good defensive position there, but Rosh used the forearm to make some space. Gould left side, Finlinson. Back out top to Carson Gould. Picks up his dribble. Martin, Sullivan surrounded. Fakes on Rosh, kicks it out. Gould's got it. Left of the key, out by the volleyball line. And a whistle and a timeout will be called here by the Tigers. This is a 30, and we'll take this one. 2:58 left to play in our third quarter. Warsaw leads 23-21. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman back in the Panther pit. Steve Scott back at the station. 2:58 left to go, third quarter. Warsaw with the ball, leading 23-21. You heard me right. Neither team holding the ball. Neither team could get much in the way of a good shot. The defense has been outstanding on both ends. Gould top of the circle. Fakes left, fakes right. Now into the corner, Sullivan. Sullivan moves in on Russell, throws it back out to Bricker. Bricker back in the corner to Sullivan. They want to get the ball to Jaeger. They can't. Gould spins a circle in the lane. He'll lean in. Had a shot blocked, but blocked right to Jaeger. Jaeger slips it back to Gould, and Gould will bring it back out to the near corner. Pressured by Raider. Now he will throw it down to Jaeger on the block. Slips it inside to Brecker, who banks it in. Luke Brecker's first two comes with 2:22 left to play in the third quarter. Warsaw's lead is back to four, 25-21. Good patience there by the Tigers not to force something up right there. They could have easily tried to force it. They did not. Raider, ball poked away from him by Finlinson, but he got it back. Now to Mason Pearson. Down to the block. Ball tipped away by Jaeger. Ross will get it in the corner. Now Wolf again shakes free of Gould and shoots for three. No good. Bricker up high for the rebound for the Tigers. Wolf now has started to push off on Carson, much like Michael Jordan did in his last shot. Bricker, a three-pointer at the other end. His two in the lane, followed by a three. It's a seven-point Warsaw lead, 28-21, 95 seconds left. Timeout, Aaron Wolf in Northwood. It's a full timeout, 1:37 left to go in the third quarter. Warsaw has opened up a 28-21 lead over Northwood, and we're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. It's been kind of a strange game in an era where offense dominates. This has been a defensive game, but the Tigers have found some treading here in the third quarter and have built the lead up to 28-21 with 90 seconds left to play in our third quarter. Northwood with the ball after the timeout, working at the far end. Stance hands back to Wolf. He traveled with the ball. That'll give the ball back to the Tigers with 1:26 left. Let's see if Aaron Wolf gets edgy here and tries to change the game. I'm guessing that if Warsaw scores here, he will definitely go to a more aggressive half-court defense. Right now, it's the 3-2 zone, which has still held the team that averages 61 points a game to 28 through almost three quarters. Yet his team is down by seven. Sullivan far side, not a Gould. Gould dribbles to the top of the circle, angles off to the right. Now he'll dribble back out and hand to Bricker. Bricker. Oh, low pass, good catch by Sullivan. Now Gould in the middle. He's just outside the left elbow. Dribbles to the wing and throws it to Sullivan. Down the baseline, Jaeger. Quick pass out to Gould. 45 seconds left. Warsaw with the ball in a seven-point lead. Northwood's got the arrow. Now the Panthers are coming to trap. Gould in trouble. And he lost the ball in the backcourt. It's taken away by Stats, and he missed it. Raider the rebound. Back up. No good. They missed two-point blank chances. And the Tigers have the ball. Jaeger saved the day there. 25 seconds left to go here in the third. Warsaw with the lead and the ball. Martin to Sullivan. Down inside to Jaeger. And the ball is knocked out of bounds. And it's going to remain Warsaw ball with 15 seconds left. Kind of a hectic end of this third quarter. Berger into the game for the Tigers. Jaeger comes out. Interesting. Let's see what Matt Moore has in mind with this possession. The final possession, perhaps, of the third. Gould on the inbounds. Lobs out to Berger, who catches it in traffic. He'll drive to the free throw line. Give it to Gould, who gives it right back to him. 10 seconds. Now to Bricker at the volleyball line with eight. Up the sidelines. He's trapped. Finds a cutting Berger. Shoots it high in the air over Rosh. No good. Rebound tipped by Martin. No good. Rosh will grab it and throw it the length. And there's contact all over the place. And the ball comes up well short, and the buzzer sounds, and we're through three quarters. Warsaw 28, Northwood 21. We start the fourth in 60 on News Now Warsaw.